Are you involved in a ministry somewhere? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've tried so many different kinds of ministries. Over my life, I've been involved in a range from food pantries to missions trips to urban ministries to youth ministry to Unlocked and even more. And through these, I've learned a lot about working in teams and leadership. I've learned about doing things that I'm scared of or doing things when I don't feel like it. I've made friends and I've learned about my weaknesses as well as the strengths and callings God has put on my life. Honestly, I feel like once you find a ministry that fills you up as you pour out on others, it's like you never want to stop, and it's pretty awesome. Have you found a ministry that you love to serve in? Well, whether you have or haven't, that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. It's called Welcome by A.W. Smith. Did you know that all Christians are called to some sort of ministry? You don't have to be a pastor or missionary to have a ministry. The fact is, God commands all Christians to minister to others. The word ministry basically means service. And in Galatians 5:13, all Christians are instructed to serve one another humbly in love, just as Jesus served us. What does this service or ministry look like? Well, God gives each of us spiritual gifts to use to serve others in various ways. And yet, there are a number of ways every Christian is called to serve, as we can read in 1 Peter 4:9 through 10. And one ministry that all Christians are encouraged to participate in is hospitality. Hospitality is welcoming others and treating them in a warm, friendly way. Often that involves being willing to share our home and meals with guests. Hospitality is just one of the ways we show people God's love, but it's an important way because hospitality reveals the heart of the gospel. Think about it. Jesus warmly welcomes each of us into his family. God calls us to himself, gives us a home with him, and shares all he has with us. That's why it's important for us as Christians to be welcoming towards others. As 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us. Some people welcome traveling missionaries or international students or even complete strangers into their homes. As a teenager, you probably don't have a home of your own to offer to others. But you could talk to your family about ways you could extend hospitality to people who need it. And maybe you can offer hospitality to your friends by inviting them over, offering them a meal or a snack, and making them feel safe and welcomed. Or maybe you could invite someone new to sit with you at lunch or in church. As you go about your daily life, be on the lookout for ways you could make others feel included and valued. And if your family opens up your home to others, you can take part in showing hospitality. When you help prepare meals, wash extra dishes, or give up your room in order to welcome guests, you can show them the love of Jesus. Because he warmly welcomes us into his family and shares all he has with us, we can have the opportunity to show others what a kind and hospitable host he is by treating them the same way. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you remember a time when someone extended hospitality to you? What was that like? How does Jesus' love for us enable us to extend hospitality to others? As you and I can read in 1 Peter 4:9, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Romans 12:13, Hebrews 13:2, and 1 Peter 4:7 through 10 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have a ministry where you currently serve? Have you seen God move in that ministry or teach you new things through it? Well, that sounds like an excellent prompt for a Devo, and other people need to hear your testimony. So head over to Unlocked and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a story with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.